Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall now upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, when I was growing up in Montana, it seemed like just about every other year we would have a spring snowstorm that put a winter chill over the countryside. It's April or so, and the barometer drops, and the clouds gather in blankets over the mountain peaks. The cows huddle with their calves inside the barn, and the snowflakes begin to ride the winds down to the bed of the red pickup and onto the barn roof. Ice creeps into the river veins, and King Frost makes one final chilling demand for taxes and tribute, white fields, and for ranchers, newborn calves frozen in heaps of placenta. And in the chill, I forget the sun's glow. On those days, to acknowledge the sun is an empty, dead ritual, a cold thing, because he is lost, distant beyond the clouds, and winter's empire demands sacrifices. And so I oblige with the worship of snowsuit and snow boots on these chilly spring days. And in the book of Malachi, where our Old Testament reading comes this morning, another winter chill falls over the countryside, but especially over the temple and its worship. Ice creeps into the people and the priests' veins. And in the face of King Xerxes' chilling demand for taxes and tribute, the best of all their cattle and their food, the Judeans begin to imagine that God, the Son of Righteousness, is lost beyond the clouds, and that all the temple sacrifices are just dead, empty rituals, cold things. It is vain, it is empty, the people cry, to serve or to worship God. What is the good of our keeping his charges, his empty worship commands? Or of walking in mourning before the Lord, of confessing our sins. Henceforth, we deem the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but when they put God to the test, they escape. And so as the snow drifts over the altar in Jerusalem, the priests who believe that worship is just a kind of empty gesture, they pull on their snowsuits and they begin to center worship around themselves. No matter what the Torah says, the law says, we all know that nothing really happens on the altar. The sacrifices are just dead, empty rituals. So do what you've got to do. God is far away, beyond the snow-filled clouds. Don't worry about bringing your best animals for sacrifice. Don't worry about changing your actions. Just go ahead and give it all to the Persians. And we priests, we'll entertain you. We'll make magic from the leftovers. We're good at it. You bring us your lame and broken animals, your turtle doves with missing wings, and we'll put it all together in a beautiful sermon. Bring it to us. Because since there is no God showing up, it's about us. And at this, the people's breath comes out in plumes of relief. Oh, good. Glad it's about you, priests, because now we don't have to change. We don't have to say sorry or thank you or I love you to God with our flocks anymore. We can just live according to Persia's rules. Blessed are the arrogant, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are the evildoers, for they shall prosper. So a winter chill settles over temple worship. And sisters and brothers, this same winter chill often creeps into our temple worship. In our churches, it is not unheard of for ice to creep into people in priests' veins in the face of the world's chilling demands for taxes and tribute, the best of our time and our money, we can easily begin to imagine that God is lost beyond the clouds, and that our worship and our sacrifice are just empty, dead rituals, cold things. And so as the flurries drift down, we priests pull on our snowsuits and begin to center worship on ourselves. We all know that nothing really happens on the altar, around the altar, or anything. God is far away. Just do what you got to do. You don't have to change. Just keep giving your lives to the American empire, any empire. Offer your healthy animals to the kings crouched on their boardroom thrones. And we priests will entertain you as we make magic from the leftovers, the lame bits of time and the broken dollars, turtle doves. And it's so easy in that moment for you as God's people to breathe out a sigh of relief in plumes of visible breath in the chill air. Oh, thank goodness, it's about you, the priest. That means that we can do whatever we want. We don't have to change. We don't have to say sorry, thank you, or I love you to God with our time, with our treasure, and with our talents. We can just live according to America's rules. Blessed are the arrogant, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are the evildoers, for they shall prosper. Just keep us entertained with those witty sermons. And so the chill fills the sanctuary. But spring snowstorms never last long in Montana. There's always that one morning, just as the ice begins to overtake your veins and drifts overwhelm the roads, that the sun's rays lance through the clouds. The great earthbiter rises with his fiery smile, and little streams begin to pour off the barn roofs, and the calves burst from the stalls of the barn, bucking and prancing over the remnants of Jack Frost's hoary ashes. And in the same way, just as the ice creeps into our veins and the drifts overwhelm our sanctuaries and altars in Jerusalem and in Jackson, the sun rises with his fiery smile. Little streams begin to pour off of our sanctuary roofs, and the sun's rays crash like lances through our cold worship. There at the altar, the Holy One rises. He comes near to warm the earth. And Malachi sees the reality of this once and future worship. For behold, the day comes, he says, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go forth leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. The Son of Righteousness melts the snow and drives out the chill. He shines through bulls and goats. He shines through bread and wine. He is here. He is present. His rays lance outward from the altar made of Roman boards. His crucified love is his judgment. And his crucified judgment is his love. And in this moment, the great earth biter, the sun, gets so close in worship that everything catches fire. He melts our hearts. He sets our sins alight. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. You see, the triune God binds himself to these rituals. And they are not empty things, cold moments, God distant. No, they are full of fire and danger. In fact, in a couple of weeks, first week of Advent, we will read the exhortations before Holy Communion. The fearful thing of what it means that God comes near in the blaze of the face of Jesus Christ. And in these rituals, the Father comes near through Christ in the Spirit. God is present here and now across space and time, in burning meat and sprinkled blood in the Old Testament, and in baked bread and poured out wine here in the New Testament, the New Covenant. In worship, the Son of Righteousness breaks through the clouds. In worship, God comes near. Eternity intersects time, and the Son of God, Jesus himself, sets all on fire with his blazing face. So worship is not a cold, dead ritual, a ritual to some God beyond the clouds who's absent. Worship is not about clever priests making magic with the leftovers, some liturgical sleight of hand, or witty sermons. Worship is not about people being entertained and going away unchanged on their merry ways. Worship is about the sun rising in his glory and shining down, melting the snow. And the real question is in worship, will worship burn us up or will it heal us? Will we dance like calves or have we become so cold that we melt into the dust like Jack Frost's hoary ashes? Behold, the sun rises. Jesus comes every week. Embrace this good news. For he comes to judge the earth, and the earth breaks forth in song. The grass grows green as the snow melts. Draw near to God as he draws near to you and fall down on your knees in worship before the Son of Righteousness. For he is your hope. He is your good news. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.